Well, it was bound to happen. Somebody finally evoked the Joe Biden defense. Remember a few months back when Vice President Aricep told Americans who feared criminals to go out and buy a shotgun and just fire two warning shots if they felt themselves under any threat? Biden, who said he keeps two shotguns and shells locked up at home, told his wife Jill to use them if she needed protection. I'm guessing he was speaking about before he became vice president, a position that allows both he and his wife full-time Secret Service protection. Well, 52-year-old Jeffrey Barton of Vancouver, Washington, claims that he's just following the president's advice when he chased away a pair of suspected thieves. Barton pleaded not guilty to one count of illegally aiming or discharging a firearm at his arraignment in Clark County Court the other day. Barton reportedly admitted to deputies that he fired his shotgun while chasing away people he thought were breaking into his vehicle in the early morning hours on Monday. Outside the courtroom Wednesday, Barton cited the vice president in defense of his actions. "I did what Joe Biden told me to do," Barton told KOIN News. "I went outside and fired my shotgun into the air." Apparently, that sort of thing's not allowed in Clark County. What do you think? Maybe the vice president should be called to give expert testimony in the case. And closer to home, it looks like our stand-in Attorney General John Hoffman finally admits that gun buyback programs really don't impact crime at all. But hell, they make great photo ops. 5, as a matter of fact, this week alone. Well, if you're looking to escape the summer heat wave and head down to the Jersey Shore, you might want to be a little careful. A pregnant woman was yanked out of her car by her throat in an attempted carjacking in Toms River. Which leads us to this week's teaching segment, coming up next.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It is hot town in the summertime.
Not in the range.
Not in the range. It is beautiful in here.
Both ranges are air conditioned. It's about 68 degrees in both of them. We have a special guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do.
We have Dave Riviello.
Hi there.
Dave, how are you?
Good.
Dave has the honor of owning and operating the Rifle Camp Cafe at the Woodland Park Range.
Wait a minute. It's not an honor to work with you every day.
No, it is.
To see you every day is not an honor.
Dave,
trust me.
Explain to
I'm
the listeners.
I'm very sorry for you, Dave.
Explain to the listeners the calibre of people we have walking through this place every day.
Oh, my God. Top notch.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
So be quiet. Berardi.
Well, I'm just saying that the people here are fine.
Dave's here for a couple of reasons. He's not here to shamelessly plug his wife's business in his business, which he will, by the way.
Of course.
Dave last week was the one
flying the banner past
Correct.
The window.
Which is cool. But what I want to talk about is Dave, tell us what your career in law enforcement was.
Well, I did 28 years on a police department in Patterson, 20 of it in community relations in addition to something else. It was always a part-time job until the last 2 or 3 years.
Do you hear that, Color Coalition future members and supporters?
My peeps.
And Dave has offered his services, his contacts, and his knowledge after 28 years in Patterson for us, okay? And he's right here on location 7 days a week. So we're going to talk more about that later. Before we get deeply into it, I got really pissed off on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page because of this whole Zimmerman trial bullshit. And I'm so tired of the race baiting and going back and forth because we're all in this together, son of a bitches. So this is what I did.
I believe it's sons of bitches.
Some of the bitches. Oh. Next Saturday, 7:27, we are having a special Gun for Hire Radio show at 1 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. Dave will be here also. I invited both sides, white, black, green, yellow, whatever the hell it is, I want to discuss the whole Zimmerman thing and the impact on our race relations with the Second Amendment community. Immediately after the radio show, we're going into the back into the large back classroom, and everyone who wants to volunteer and get involved with the coalition, we need to set a course. Frank Fiammingo, are you listening? Ainsley, Sean, it's time to get off our asses. I have people coming in here
NRA.
Ready to write checks for donors,
yes,
for money.
There are people, coming in already supporting it. People are buying T-shirts out the wazoo.
Yes.
They're coming in and donating money. They're donating equipment. Let's get this thing going here.
So this is what we're going to do, and Dave is going to be here, and we're all going to get into it, and I want everybody to show their support. And you do not have to be a minority to show the support. If you're an angry old white guy like me, donate something or write a check.
Right.
Okay?
Or just show up.
Just show up so we can make fun of you.
Buy a friggin' T-shirt. There was somebody who wrote in something on the Facebook page I thought was kind of cool. Actually, they even wrote an email to you. We're going to get to that a little bit later about an idea that he had about sponsor a child.
Yes. I love it. I love it to have a sponsor to walk through. And we'll get into that later. One more announcement. The Knappen Live Action Law Seminar sold out for October 18th.
Done. You better get in December.
There's 10 people on a waiting list for October. The next class is December 6th. 7 seats are sold already.
Wow.
Okay, and we're not pitching it. So he's only doing it 3 times this year and 5 times next year. It is exclusive, okay? Go on the webpage, read some of the testimonials from the people. So
I could give you a testimonial right now. In the first 10 minutes, I was crapping myself. Actually, you'll find out in the first 10 minutes that you are already a felon, that you've committed a number of felonies already in the state of New Jersey. And we even had some law enforcement people here who said, man,
you know,
not only could I have been dumped off the force, but I'd be in jail with 90% of the people I put in jail.
You know, rolling right into why we have to have solidarity, us people with conservative values, us pro-gun people, us constitutionalists, scumbag, low-life, Rolling Stone magazine puts this terrorist on the cover and makes him look like Leif Garrett when he was the teen heartthrob.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
They really cleaned him up.
Three people dead, hundreds mauled, legs blown off, families and life shattered forever. And there's this kid, whatever the freak his name is, on the cover, so we're supposed to sympathize with him. I want to commend the SWAT photographer in Boston who published the photos. I don't know if you saw him yet. He published his photos of when they pulled the kid out of the boat, all bloodied up, holding his shirt up, showing he didn't have an explosive vest on or something. So we could see what anger and hate really looks like.
What it really looks like before they clean
them up.
This
is what we're up against. They're force-feeding our kids, the kids in college. They're force-feeding them this shit. This kid does not deserve to be on the cover. What message does this send future terrorists?
Exactly. Well,
that you're going to end up on the cover of Rolling Stone.
The same message that $800,000 just spent to redo the televisions at Guantanamo Bay sends.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the classes that they have.
Puppets.
They're doing watercolor classes now. You know, it's amazing.
Sock puppets.
Sock puppets, yes.
A new TV system,
my ass. Socks, yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
In the meantime, at least you'll be able to see Rolling Stone magazine in the Middle East next month.
Yes, very good.
Well, a lot of people have been
using,
at the range, they've been bringing the cover in and shooting it.
Very nice.
That's fantastic.
And they've been taking pictures and posting it, which is
great. You all are welcome to do that.
Yes, bring him in. Bring whatever his name is, Zoltan, whatever the frig his name is. But, you know, now we've glamorized and made this kid a hero.
Right.
But like the Catcher in the Rye, right? Because that's what we want. That was the whole thing behind shooting John Lennon. I'm a hero now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now all of these young Islamic jihadists and extremists are all picking this up and looking at it. And Yann Wenner, that homo faggot from Yann Wenner, the editor of the Rolling Stones, was married with kids, and he decided at 52 years old he wasn't straight anymore and started sleeping with an 18-year-old office kid, and now he lives with him.
Okay.
He's confused my ass. He's just selfish. Okay, that's not confused. He's selfish. Okay, so he's pissing me off.
You know, it is a distinct possibility.
We should invite him on next week, too.
We should, yes.
Yeah, I'll throat punch him.
Nice.
Listen, We're going to talk a little bit about learning later about carjacking. We're going to skip that right now. I want to thank a Gun for Hire radio listener, Zombar Antel from best-cast.com from River Edge. He's making me silver jewelry, made me a H&K P30, nice. And he's Gun for Hire alumni. Thank you, brother. Dave, when we're back, you're going to talk, Biatch.
You're going to try.
Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Hey, Sandy.
Yes, sir.
I went yesterday to visit Ron Sousa at Montville Office Suites.
Nice place, isn't
it? And his website, montvilleoffice.com. I didn't realize he's on 330 Changebridge Road in Pinebrook.
Gorgeous
he's between
building.
280, 287, yeah, 40,
right
and 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
so
can spit to everything.
I went to visit his virtual office, and from $59 a month up, you can have a presence. If you're a contractor or an architect working out of your home right now,
right.
For a couple hundred dollars a month, you can have an office 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And access to it for a couple hundred bucks right. With no long-term lease.
No long-term
the
lease.
The place
Don't
is
you love
huge.
That concept?
It's 13,000 square feet. There's conference rooms, media rooms, meeting rooms, a kitchen area. I really was taken aback. There's a state senator that has an office there.
Yeah, right
there's
in the building.
There's daycare right next door.
Yep.
So Ron and Luna, his pet dog, which I love her, took me through the whole place, and it is literally beautiful. He was there. There was clients of his walking in and out. He handles mail forwarding. They'll do billing for you. I mean,
it's
they
great.
Do everything.
It's such a wonderful concept,
guys,
a very simple concept. If you're a business owner, you do not want the overhead that we struggle under every single day.
Not only that, but if you're competing...
True, Dave?
No, you don't need it.
If you're an architect and you're competing with other guys and you're used to meeting your clients in a diner and shit, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's open. You have 24-hour access, and he has someone there from 8 to 4. They'll answer your phones, forward, fax, copier. I mean, he has everything there. It has more stuff in it than a Staples.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And
right.
Ron has been supporting us from the beginning. Ron, make sure you're here next Saturday, 7:27. Thank you for your support also. By the way, Corey, I found the blue helmet, the UN helmet.
Hey, we got it.
The first fundraiser for the Colored Coalition, we're going to charge $1 a shot with a 22 rifle in a 50-yard range. Everyone is going to aim and shoot the blue helmet, baby.
Can we get like a bob to put it on or something like that?
We can figure that out.
A bobblehead.
So Dave, you're really close to this community. You live in Wayne. Grew up in Patterson.
Right.
Your wife owns a florist in our town, Woodland Park, Amazonas.
Right.
Specialty stuff, the funerals.
Nice
I've
shop,
used it for like 9 or 10 funerals. I like to, when someone passes that I don't like, I like to send a clown. But Dave's wife lately has been making me send flowers.
I can't wait to see what she does for my funeral.
It'll be good.
And,
it'll be good.
Dave jumped on the opportunity in the beginning when Woodland Park Range was going to open, and he put in the Rifle Camp Cafe. And people complain when they eat there that the sandwiches weigh 3.5 pounds, and they end up taking them home.
I complain too.
And he's
Dave
got is Italian.
Iced coffee, espresso, cappuccino, pastries, wraps. It's not really a plug for him per se, but it's just a great meeting place. You know, not Sean Brown, F you, by the way. Gary Smith and his wife came and had dinner one night after shooting, and he said it was the most fun he ever had in a range ever because he finished the night there, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And they ate some of his killer empanadas, Joel's killer empanadas. So stop in, show your support. He's here. Well, Dave gave away free hot dogs 4th of July. Everybody got a free push card hot dog. It was nice. A great success. I mean, so we're the community here. And again, he volunteered to help out with this coalition. So, Dave, what do you think? Give us some ideas for this coalition.
You know, I spent most of my career in Patterson and in the community. They know me. I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if you remember me, but I hope you do. It's a vast, vast wasteland. Nobody knows their rights. They think they do.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a fantastic idea to get out there and tell people about their gun rights.
One of the problems I think that you have in inner cities. Now, look at what just happened on Friday, as a matter of fact. Detroit files for bankruptcy. So, I mean, these cities, you've got Camden, New Jersey, whose solution to their budget problems were to fire the police department. The average response time, 911 response time in Detroit right now is 59 minutes. And you have to wait an hour.
And countrywide, it's 11 minutes now. 11 they minutes. Said in the article, but I've heard many, many times 14 minutes.
14 minutes is
55
about right,
minutes.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You went from 2 million people in the 70s to 700,000 in 2013, and you never cut spending.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a penny.
How does that work?
Not
right.
a penny. And Patterson, right. listen up, because it's going to be you unless you change
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's what I'm getting to. And I think one of the biggest problems you have with inner cities is the fact that the people in the neighborhood know what's going on.
Absolutely.
They have been trained at this point to become, by the statists, and again, you liberal, progressive statists, you hear me, guys out there who like to vote those tickets? You are voting against your own destiny. You're voting against your own rights. You're voting to train people to become victims. And I guess you'd agree, right, Dave? It's really a difficult thing to try to get crime solved there.
I found so many liberals that didn't know they were conservatives in the city of Patterson.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have the same
and
values.
How many first-generation immigrants don't know the gun laws because they come from countries
Zero. That don't
where,
have, yeah.
Right?
Right.
So,
I see them here. They want to take pictures with guns. Where I come from, you can't do that.
Yes. So this is the and Dave is offering his knowledge, his contacts, his reputation for us. This is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and stuff happens everywhere. We just had a tragic event right here in Little Falls in Cedar Grove.
Which is
and
right around the corner.
It's literally 4 miles from here. We talk all the time about our revolving door catch and release criminal
yep.
justice system.
Yep.
18-year-old and 20-year-old, mistaken identity, followed each other 2 in the morning or whatever. The 20-year-old runs in a friend's house, comes out with 2 kitchen knives, stabs the 18-year-old in the chest, and kills him. The kid was sentenced to 3 years in prison, which was reduced to 3 years probation.
Great.
Previous
judges,
to this.
Are you listening?
Okay?
Yeah, for
Remember
for
I say we should start judging
offense,
the judges. Yes, it
yes.
was another violent offense. So this shitbag is allowed to walk amongst
yep.
us.
And kill someone.
Let me tell you something. How do we stop this? By grassroots efforts.
Absolutely.
We need to get pissed off. But again, they don't listen to us white guys.
Right.
Okay? They don't
well,
listen to
it's
us.
It's ridiculous for us to think that we can go into an inner city from outside in suburbia and try to influence anyone who is living in there because they shut us out. It's got to come from inside. It's got to come from the pain and the pain of not being able to of watching your children swirl around the drain.
I've been saying it for years. Patterson, you need your help.
Yes.
I love yes. that. That's a great line.
Yes.
That's a great line. And we're
Absolutely.
Talking about a 250,000 people in Patterson or more?
There's on the books about 150,000.
150.
So.
I'm sorry. Jersey City's 250,000. And Healy personally drank with every one of them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's
yeah.
been known to buy a number of drinks. From taxpayer money. I've heard. It's only a supposition.
You know, and anyway, so this kid is dead. Now, listen to this. We have this crazy woman, Sandy, you sent me this morning with the bear hunt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, she's been arrested for assault, and yeah. she went to buy a gun. And, of course, the article, I'm going to send something to the guy in the Herald, but she owns a 22-gauge rifle.
Yeah, 20.
I need one.
I need one, too.
I need one. And, of course, he calls guns weapons 17
yes.
times
yeah,
in the article.
Exactly.
Okay?
Which is by design, you know?
Now, it's up to the police chief. He can decide to deny a firearms ID card and permit to purchase. And since she was locked up, and since she's a vocal activist, and since she's threatened people that were going to participate in the bear hunt, he feels she shouldn't own a gun. Listen, I side with him. She should have to go for psychiatric counseling, okay? Because what's to say this fall, the next bear hunt, she doesn't go out and shoot a hunter?
Right.
Okay.
She has the mindset for it.
Especially if you've got a 22 gauge rifle.
That's absolutely.
I don't want to get shot with a 22 gauge rifle.
I would not get shot with a 22 gauge.
And she owns like a BB gun, a pellet gun, a 22 gauge rifle.
Did you see what this clown is calling weapons?
Yeah, two BB guns.
Two BB guns.
Two BB guns.
You hear that, Texas? Two BB guns in the state of New Jersey are weapons.
Oh, since Knappen was on, we've gotten huge requests for Abby Knappen. Come on the show with Dad,
yes.
October Abby. 18th. You up?
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
This segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, WaldorfChiro.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Just voted as one of the best places to live in the country, by the way. Believe it or not.
In Dr. Eric's office?
In Dr. Eric's office.
Wow.
I got this email from
it
Joe.
It must be crowded as hell.
Listen
there.
To this email from Joe Cologne, who's a strong supporter of Gunfire Radio. He handles all our facial media in the background. Joe Cologne sends this. Sent my friend Mike up to see Dr. Eric. He was walking into his current chiropractor, some clown in Mercer County, and saw the Doc's Hybrid outside had a Ceasefire New Jersey sticker on it. Okay?
Oh, great.
We talk about this all the time. Yep. Support Waldorf Chiropractic. Support your doctors, your dentist, your massage therapist, your guy, your cafe that you go to, your deli. If they're anti-gun, find out in casual conversation, stop going.
Right.
Because every dollar you spend to fight our cause, they're fighting
to
take it away from us.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So Waldorf Chiropractic, Dr. Eric is going to be here today to shoot, by the way.
Very nice.
He volunteered his services for the Color Coalition, and he's a fat white guy like me. Okay? It's amazing how see the solidarity we have.
Right.
That's why I hate how this Zimmerman-Martin thing is putting such a big divide against
us.
But it's from our president and our attorney general and the freaking media.
Yes, the media. It is going the way the narrative is supposed to go. You guys have to understand something. I know this is polarizing or could be polarizing, and that's exactly why the media is using it that way intentionally.
Correct.
Number one, it gets ratings. Number two, it follows their agenda and it fortifies their agenda. So by us buying into it, we just get dissuaded. I love the comment you put on Facebook, Ann, when you said, look, let's get back to a conversation about freedom here.
Yes.
This is exactly where they want us to go.
Fighting each other.
Exactly.
Absolutely. If you're an inner city minority, you're being used.
Yes.
Dave, one thing I told you when you first opened the cafe about the diversity that comes here. Your cafe, it's black, white, Jewish, Catholic, Irish. You see people having date nights in
absolutely.
The cafe.
Fantastic.
You see kids running around with their coloring books while their parents are shooting. I mean, you know, I sold one on eBay, by the way. They left their kid unattended.
But how much did you get for that?
An undisclosed amount. But just tell us a little bit about what you see walking through here.
First of all, I can't find somebody that I don't get along with. And it's like my playpen that I always wanted when I was a kid. It's just a great place for me to be.
Yeah, it's really a cool place.
And I just hope that
our
customers enjoy it as much as I do.
It is true. I mean, it's just a constant stream of people in and out. And every time I pop my head in a cafe, I end up getting sucked in because there's Gun for Hire alumni in there, so I got to sit down and talk. But I love doing it, you know, and then the hours just fly by.
Right.
You know, so it's just a wonderful feeling, and it's so great to have the cafe.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, too, because I was talking to a guy from Texas who's a listener, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a neat idea to have a cafe inside of a range.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know. I said, it's not, it's an essential. You have no idea what it's like.
In New Jersey.
Yes, in New Jersey.
A lot of people are scared because the unnecessary deviation. Nappin talks about it.
Absolutely. You're a felon.
If you go to a diner and your car's robbed with handguns in a trunk, you could be facing 10 years in prison. Will you be charged? Yes.
Yeah.
Will you have to go to court? Probably.
Yes.
Will you spend money and your guns be confiscated?
Yes.
Yes. So don't push it.
And your gun rights forever in every state will be retracted.
Yeah, you can't forget there's somebody out there that wants your gun.
Oh my God. John Norman's making faces in the window.
Yeah.
Now
you ever feel
ran.
Like we're in a fishbowl?
He just mooned us too, by
That's
the
good.
Way.
Wow. That's wonderful.
He just mooned us. So, Dave, we're going to use you big time. Sandy, I want to read a letter or two.
Was that a part in the hair? On that
yeah. Oh, I want to read just a few letters before we get into the heavy learning and my pissed off rant, but John Willett, who's another Gun for Hire alumni and supporter, he wrote, Evan Nappin. Okay, that's all I got. Great show, John Willett. John Willett.
Thank you.
Okay. Another gentleman, Donald Seymour, he said, call it the Minority Defense Coalition. You know what, Don? I want to keep away from minority. And for a lot of you don't know it, but I'm calling it the Colored Coalition to piss everybody off of color until they come up with the slamming official name, okay? Here's another one from Mama Linda. Linda Haft is a strong Gun for Hire supporter. She wrote, you must be a mind reader on the side. I just set aside my shooting clothes to pop over tomorrow after class before I hit the gym. And tonight I attended my tea party meeting. I will not comply t-shirt was a huge hit. A guy was talking about how folks should go shoot at Turkey Hill. And I told him about your place where you can shoot real turkeys. We don't shoot real turkeys here. So Linda, thank you. But she says a mind reader because I mentioned her, you know. I have another one from Walter Haas, who's a strong supporter. He says, you know, have you guys set up something so us cheap bastards may contribute money to the coalition? P.S. I'm Latino, born in Ecuador and fluent in Spanish. Walter volunteered yesterday to write a check to donate. He also sent me one of these fundraising sites where we can get people to contribute to the coalition. So everybody's out there buzzing about
everybody's,
it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Walter came to the range yesterday with an orange car yesterday, by the way. We'll discuss that
nice.
Later.
That was some car.
Hey, I like orange cars.
Yes. Here's another one from Alan. He wrote, I have an idea concerning the effort to get minorities an FID card. Each of us can sponsor one individual. I bet with your range, maybe other ranges, and maybe NJ2AS, people would get many people together to do this. As far as I can remember, the cost is $18, $50, and $2. That's about $70. Then each of us can assist the individual through the process. This will do a couple of things. First, take some of the burden off your employees. And most important, we can provide guidance and maybe a little push to get the individual to follow through. Just a thought, Alan. That's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Right there, Alan. Yeah. So it's almost like a big brother thing, you know,
right.
Where we can. Dave, I what do you think of that idea?
I think it's fantastic.
You know, if 100 of us got 100 of them and then another 100, you know, wow. You know, the first one or two is difficult, and then once you show to fill a paperwork, and then what's the penetration? If we get dad an FID card, he'd probably want his sister to get one, and maybe his mother to get one, and then his 21-year-old son in the household, and you know, between donations and volunteerisms and basically being a mentor program, we really could get this rolling. I'm telling you, I said this to a few guys on the side. Imagine, Dave, if the coalition was in front of the state house, inside the state house, in front of senators. Imagine a guy like Ainslie with a bow tie. He keeps poking, crying, keeps poking Maynard. Imagine if one of them slipped and said, "Shut up, you effing N-word." Imagine if they slipped out like their true colors came out.
Right.
Would that be a win for us?
Right.
Shut down the system.
Well, I think that'd be a game changer.
Yes. I think one of the, because, you know, they use props. We would be using real people. They go out and get props to show, you know, to parade in front of the cameras, you know, little children.
Correct.
So they can dance in the blood of children.
And again, every politician has to be guarded on this subject because they don't want to be accused of being a racist.
Right.
Because the Dems, their huge base is of minority people.
Right.
So imagine television showing sound bites of, you know, crying, giving, or Norcross giving crap to 500 minority people in a room. And then the minority people being interviewed about what an injustice it is.
What a nice piece of tape.
I would like to, yes, absolutely. Yes. I would like to see that argument with Loretta Weinberg.
They wouldn't show it on TV. We'd have to YouTube it and pass it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when James Caleta got ejected, we had 280,000 hits on YouTube.
Right.
Somebody watched it.
So exactly right.
Okay, so we'll get the message out through alternate media if we can't get it out through mainstream and MSDNC and all that other shit.
Yeah, it's not going to go out through the mainstream media, but we already know mainstream media is totally irrelevant. When a show like this has got a million listeners a week, there are some sad ass people out there
and
who have no lives listening to this. But apparently it's taken off.
The only reason I watch MSNBC
is
I want to see when Rachel Maddow gets that Adam's apple shaved.
Oh, yeah.
It still has that Adam's apple.
She really does.
You know?
Yeah.
And once it gets it shaved, then I'll stop watching. But I keep watching the Adam's apple go up and down when she spews out her propaganda and shit.
Well,
it's
once
good
the,
to see we're all
once,
on the same
once
page.
Once the hormones kick in, that should be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how about these gun buyback programs that are going on?
Oh, my God.
You know, apparently our new appointee, John Hoffman, attorney general in waiting, said that he admitted now that these things are just bullshit.
Of course.
You know, and that they're really doing nothing except that, you know, maybe the photo ops.
Plus, for getting guns off the street, the illegal ones.
Right.
They're not taking in a lot of illegal guns.
I think what we need to do, and this is what we've talked about this off the air so many times, is someone has to step up and start suing the people who are doing these illegal gun buyback programs, because we all know that they violate federal law, they violate state law. Since when can you accept guns anywhere other than an FFL?
You can't.
And
Knappen offered a $5,000 reward for anybody who could show where it's legal.
Right.
For 6 months, he offered the reward. Nobody took him up on his offer.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Because it's just completely bogus.
And Dave, you think about it. When they have a gun buyback and they get 1,000 guns, how many were illegal?
No, 2, 3. And most of those are guns that didn't work.
And most of those, and of the illegal guns, stop and think about it. If I'm a member of MS-13, right, I can do 5 hits. Drop by the local gun buyback program.
Sell the evidence.
Drop the evidence and get a check.
That's it.
Isn't it great?
Correct.
What a wonderful place.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful country.
How about if we drive around in a black van, pull up on street corners, beat the shit out of shitbags, take their guns, and then turn them in?
I like that. That's even better.
Get it before it's used. That's right.
I'm sure we can get some off-duty officials to do that with us.
You know, let's talk. I'm just thinking, I'm just looking at the UN helmet and laughing.
I see that.
We're offering a lot more classes at Gun for Hire now, smaller intimate classes and stuff. And, sorry, I lost my train of thought with this. The UN is really pissing me off right now with the small arms treaty.
It's going to,
Obama's
going to
sign it.
Absolutely.
Holder, again, this week also, Holder investigated himself again, and again found no wrongdoing.
Not guilty.
Exactly.
Very astute.
That works really well. What about Janet Napolitano, gentlemen?
So long.
But, where's she going? She's going to University of California?
Yes, something like that.
Send her somewhere where they're massively in debt and dysfunctional also.
She'll fit right
Another liberal hotbed right there.
Yeah.
You know, the colleges and universities. It's amazing.
Academia.
Speaking to someone the other night who went to school for, he's going into his fourth year for political science in Michigan State. Oh my God. I was waiting for it to get dark so I could tag him and bag him. Luckily, he left before that happened. Wow.
We're coming back.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shit bag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Still number one. Yes.
Nice. Are we back?
Yes, we're back.
You sure?
Yes.
Am I back?
Okay. Listen.
You see the flashing light.
This
right?
segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe New Jersey, survivalequipmentnj.com. Frank DeMeo was running the contest until the first week of September because of vacations and stuff. All you have to do is go into Get Out Safe NJ on Route 10 and tell him that you're listening to Gunfire Radio. Name and address on a piece of paper. He's giving away like a $500 3-day bailout bag. All of you that are getting your kids ready to college. Dave, your kid is going where?
Rutgers.
He's in a dorm?
Yes.
He's in a dorm?
Yes, sir.
You need to go to Get Out Safe. That kid should have a bailout bag in his trunk and an emergency bag in his dorm
room. I've been there, by the way. Great store.
I mean, how much money do you spend on setting your son up in the dorm, making sure he has all the accoutrement for life, right? To make him comfortable. Why not have some safety stuff?
Absolutely.
If tomorrow, if a storm hit, and God forbid, he's down in Rutgers, he can't get to you, at least you know he's got that in the trunk. At least you know he's got something in his dorm room. And hopefully he never has to crack it open.
Frank's
the type of guy, when the water expires, he'll replace it for free. You're not getting that on the internet, okay? Gary Allison and Josh Sager came up for an instructor course this week. They drove all the way up from Vineland, right? They took the class and they asked, how far is Get Out Safe from here? Said about 10 miles. They got in a car, they drove over.
Yeah.
They bought stuff, they got in a contest. Josh emails me back, he goes, Frank is an unbelievably nice guy. Bought a ton of stuff, he's working on some other stuff for me. I mean, this fits in perfect with our mentality.
Absolutely.
You know, like, God forbid.
Absolutely.
I thought it was so dysfunctional for Florida to issue the jury's decision at 10 o'clock at night, Eastern time, on a Saturday night, which is 7 p.m. on the West Coast.
Right.
They should have sequestered the jury and issued the verdict 8 o'clock Monday morning. Talk about looking for trouble.
Sure.
A hot summer night, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, you want to issue the verdict. We could have had the L.A. riots again. We could have O.J. riots again. You know, Rodney King all over again. This is bullshit.
Never but let now, a good crisis go to waste.
Well, yes, exactly. But, Dave, wouldn't you feel better if your son had something like that
Absolutely.
In his trunk?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If he needed it, God forbid, dad, I can't get to you. Power line, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
it may be.
You know, emergencies don't announce themselves.
No.
Look at what happened with Hurricane Sandy, the Superstorm Sandy, right? It announced itself for a week and a half ahead of time. And look at the devastation it brought to all of New Jersey. We were out power in my area for 14 days.
Correct.
You couldn't get around. There were people stuck in traffic lines, gas lines. It was unbelievable.
And for you non-believers out there, Frank has pictures of what his store looked like 3 days after Hurricane Sandy. Mm. All you saw was tile and the countertop.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything was purchased, okay?
Yeah.
No one had generators in the home centers and stuff. Listen,
yes.
You got to have it now.
Yes.
I just talked to somebody the other day. He bought a generator after Sandy. I said, cool, how's it run? Oh, it's still in a box in the garage.
That's fantastic.
I said, so you're gonna wait for the morning of the storm to find out if it works. I said, they usually ship with a dry sump.
Right.
Did you see what kind of oil? They don't come with oil. Did you buy the oil? He goes, no, I didn't think of that. I'm like, seriously.
At least send a warranty card in.
Send a warranty card in.
Yes, at least send a warranty
card. Put oil in the sump.
So when you start it up and it seizes.
Start the bitch up and run it for 15, 20 minutes. Plug a few things into it.
It's just
what is wrong with
exactly.
people?
Yeah, make sure it works, okay?
Dave, Frank has a blue 55-gallon drum. That'll hold water stable for 5 years. After you use it, the pump can filter another 55 gallons of water, like from a creek or a puddle.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
Water. If you live in an apartment or condo,
water.
He sells the Water Bob. It lays in your bathtub, and it holds 35 gallons of water. You fill it up the day before the storm.
Exactly.
Set it and forget it.
Right. Now you've got 35 gallons of drinking water or to flush the toilet.
Now, talk about being prepared. This is a little learning segment. I just got a Twitter feed from Bob Chiappa. Two men were carjacked 5 minutes ago in a Maserati in Chatham at gunpoint.
Okay? In Chatham.
In Chatham. Yeah, Chatham. Where nothing happens.
Nothing happens in Chatham.
Now, we also know that this week, a pregnant woman in Toms River in Manchester, she's 23 years old.
I know that I had a business right on that corner.
Guys, he yanked her out of the car. She fought him off.
Right.
Okay? And she got away. There's posts on NJ.com. A gun wouldn't have helped. This thing wouldn't help. I am so tired of us coddling and cowering to the fucking criminals.
Right.
It's
a
not
gun wouldn't
how
have
it
helped,
works.
Really? In New Jersey, perhaps a gun wouldn't have helped. But in any other state, you try that with an armed woman who knows how to use a gun, and it would have been one giant body bag filled with crap.
Now, here is the weak point. He opened her passenger side door and got in. Ladies and gentlemen, we've covered this at least three other shows.
Exactly.
When you're driving, windows up, doors locked, purse not on the front seat.
Right.
Dave, I had a woman. She was in traffic on Raymond Boulevard in Newark. A gentleman, shitbag, walked past her car, doubled back, broke her window with something, grabbed her purse, which her cell phone was in it, and ran away with it.
Because
she
saw it.
She's stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, no purse, no ID, no phone. What are you going to do?
Right.
Same guy walks by with nothing on the seat, he keeps walking.
Correct.
Right.
So she should have had her windows up and her doors locked. All right. When you're driving, you should be able to see the tires of the car in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cops know that. If you get a call, they can pull away. Never ride up on somebody's ass when you're in traffic. You should always be able to see the tires of the car in front of you. When you go to the mall and you leave the mall, ladies and gentlemen and kids, when you have your bags in your hand, your other hand should be free. You should open your car door. Now, a lot of them, like my alarm, one click is driver's side door, two clicks is both doors,
right?
All doors. Open one door if you're alone.
Yeah.
Get in a car. My hand immediately goes to the button and locks the door. Now I can screw around with keys. Now I can put my seatbelt down and drop my bags down. This is a trick of the shitbags. They jump right in the car. He was watching her. He had a hoodie on. You could sneeze, Dave. It's fine. I do other things here.
No.
Okay. But he was watching. He was looking for opportunity. Okay?
Yes.
So she popped both doors open, started the car, he ran over. Now, if he ran over and that passenger side door was locked, what would have happened? Nothing.
And okay? He kept running.
Yeah. Right. She would have pulled away, scared shit. Right. I commend her. Pregnant and all, 23 years old, it's a horrific thing to go through. Valuable shouldn't be exposed. You should always be in the moment. You see people text messaging, walking through parking lots every day. Put the phone in your pocket. Right. Put your keys in your hand.
Yep.
Walk with a purpose. Shoulders back, chest out. Make eye contact. Scanning left to right. Look at people. Muggers and shitbags say they're less apt to mug people who look them directly in the eye.
Absolutely true.
Okay? Don't cower. Look at them. Don't stare too long because then you're calling them out, right? Like they say, don't stare at that dog and then he bites your nose off, right?
It's a predator instinct.
Correct. So walk with a purpose. Get your ass to the car. Lock the door, start the car, put your seatbelt on, pull out of the spot, go to the end of the parking lot towards the exit, and then you can text, honey, in the car on the way home.
Absolutely.
That's the safest spot to be while the car is in drive and your foot is on the brake.
Right.
If someone approaches, floor it, make them a speed bump.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
Don't leave the scene of the crime unless it impairs what your safety if someone's pursuing you. Otherwise, stay and call the police and make a report. Flight equals guilt in a liberal state like New Jersey.
Exactly.
If you left, it means you're wrong.
Yes.
Okay? But safety is paramount. So if you're in the Willowbrook Mall, you'd call the Wayne police and say, I'm circling around by Neiman Marcus. A guy just tried to break into my car. He was wearing a red hoodie, blah, 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 blah. This is my car. This is my description. As soon as you see a patrol car, pull over and then give them the full description and tell them what happened. I know you're nervous. You're going to want to drive home. It's also dangerous to be driving in the highway when your fight or flight reflexes kick in. You lose your fine motor functions. You lose your judgment and everything. Good luck trying to dial 911 on your smartphone.
Yes.
Ask Diane Berardi about that.
Yep.
Sandy's wife walked in on the home invasion, Dave, she couldn't unlock her phone with the four digits, and she didn't realize whether she should dial 911 or 0 because she's of our generation where 911 is only 30 years old.
Yeah. Right.
She's of our generation where it was dial 0. People with these new phones, she couldn't unlock her phone. Her fingers were tremoring so much.
As she's running 900 feet down the driveway to the main road.
So when you park, try to park in a well-lit area when you come in and out. If you're leaving a mall alone and you're a little afraid, latch on to another group of people that are walking out. Not too close where they go, what's up with this lady behind us? And not too far away where you look detached. But, you know, it's hard to tell these women. Don't have two handfuls of bags. You know,
and remember,
only have one handful.
Only have one.
Spot your car from a couple hundred feet away. Know where you're going.
You can hit the panic alarm on newer cars to find your car.
Right.
You know, but what you should do is latch on to this group of people.
Absolutely.
Walk with them and break off last minute and then get in the car. Of course, you should scan in the back of the car. Another defensive measure, Dave, we talk about, it's not applicable for a guy my size, but a woman does not realize this, but if she's accosted in a parking lot by a guy, if she could break away, all she has to do is roll under a car. There is no way anyone's going to get you if you roll. I ask women this, they're like, but isn't it like dirty down there?
Yeah, it's dirty.
See, they're thinking about that
exactly.
Perception.
Right.
Roll under the freaking car.
Right.
No one's. If he's alone, he ain't getting you.
Right.
Okay, he's not getting you.
If he goes to one side,
I need like
he's got to run around the other side.
With a lift kit. But then if I roll under it, the perpetrator can run under it.
Yeah, that's
okay?
True.
But you can roll under your car.
Or carry a hydraulic jack.
Yes, remember this. If someone approaches you with a knife or gun, your odds of survival, if they bring you to a secondary location, is 0.
Done.
Okay? Your odds of survival if you break and run is almost 100%.
Make noise.
Okay? Make noise. Chump change. Okay? We talk about this all the time.
Right.
Ladies, you're going to the mall. Take a $20 bill. Tell 10 singles. Put a rubber band around it. Someone comes up to you. They're grabbing your arm. Give me your money. Take it out of your weak hand pocket. Show them the 20 in the bills and say, this is all I have. Throw it in the unsafe direction and run screaming in a safe direction. Your
home
phone,
free.
Your purse, your goods that you bought, that $30 you threw on the floor is not worth your life.
Exactly right.
Break and run. The problem we have now is our generation of kids, they walk out of the mall with their head down texting. They can't even identify the shitbag after they've been mugged.
And earphones in their ears.
earphones in their ears, listening
in their ears
to the
with
music,
their head
with
down.
Their Beats by Dr. Dre. When the headphones used to get bigger, smaller. Now they're getting bigger.
Yeah, no,
right?
Because
you notice they're huge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they're going to steal them from you.
It's
they're going
to
swipe them from you.
Right. They're going to steal the headphones. They're going to steal your iPhone. They're going to. But it is the fault of the iPhone.
How many calls have you witnessed where they couldn't identify the shitbag?
It's scary. It's almost everyone. We
because
panic.
We panic.
We close
but
our
they're
eyes,
not paying right. attention either.
Right. Absolutely.
If you're walking with headphones on and text messaging, and I come up behind you and hit you in the back of the neck with a pipe,
you really can't identify.
You're not. You're gonna. If you're lucky, you're gonna wake up without your wallet and your electronic devices and shit. People don't realize you have to be in the moment.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And listen, guys. It is your job, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but as a man, it is your job to protect the women in your life. If you can't be there, they should have something to protect themselves. Something like our next sponsor, Lipstick Bodyguard. We'll be back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. You can only get original Lipstick Bodyguard at lipstickbodyguard.com.
We go full circle here now. This segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, which is
cheaper than a back waxing.
You cheap bastards. We have so many members from out of state that belong to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society today. Okay? And we have plenty from New Jersey.
Right.
We need more. $35, okay, to protect
absolutely.
Your rights. Now,
absolutely.
NJ2AS.com, they have this Twitter campaign where they're poking the bear. They're poking Christie and the Senate leaders every day. They're down there at all the Trenton meetings that we have going on. They're also having a gun giveaway sweepstakes with the Firearms Policy Coalition, StopNJGunControl.org. They're giving away guns. The contest ends July 31st. Also, James Kaleda, Corey Vaughn, Will Cormon, they all sent me this. Have you heard about this movie, Sandy, Assaulted?
No.
It's Assaulted is the intention about showing how our Second Amendment rights and our civil rights are under fire. We are trying to get this movie played in New Jersey.
Hmm.
The AMC Lowe's Theater in New Brunswick wants to show it July 31st. Do you know, with all the pushing, we can't get 72 tickets purchased so they can play it?
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Okay, I swear to God, okay? Tug, TUGG.com/events/4696. Buy a ticket. I will be there July 31st to see this movie. It's an independent film by Dead Patriot Films. Let me tell you something. This movie is really cool. I saw a couple of trailers for it, and it's talking about U.S. history and the common sense measures of gun control and how it turns into race control and people control.
Our favorite subject.
Yes. You know, obviously the movie will be out for us to see and spread around, but imagine if we could see. Now, don't think our legislators don't watch this. They're aides and
you
stuff.
You know they're what? Exactly.
They go, oh, look
right.
at this. They can't,
they can't even get 72
they
people.
They can't get half a, you know, right. a half a gross of people to show up for this friggin' movie. Right. So they're not going to do shit to us.
Right.
Okay?
They are not afraid of us. Nothing is going to change in this country, in this state especially, unless these people are afraid not to vote our way. They know they can step all over us. They know that they've got, right, Dave? I mean, they've got the constituency in Patterson has voted Liberal Democrat forever.
Forever and ever.
The city is broke. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what happened in Detroit. And it's not just the Dems that are the problem. It is Republicans, too. If you've got progressives on both sides who are controlling the agenda, it is all about statism, which means we are taking your personal rights away.
One at a time.
Sandy, I'm hosting a dinner at the Range August 8th for Steve Lonigan. Tickets for the dinner, it's a fundraiser, are $100 a ticket, and we have 8 tickets at $1,000. Okay? Lonigan is running against Cory Booker in a special election for Lautenberg's seat.
Right.
If one more person tells me Lautenberg doesn't have a chance, I mean, Lonigan doesn't have a chance, so I'm not voting, I'm going to punch him in the eye. Why does he not have a chance?
Because you're not voting.
Yeah, we have 700,000 swing voters in this state. We have 1 million gun owners in the state. Don't tell me we don't have 5 million citizens of New Jersey that aren't pissed off about our tax rate
what's going
and everything
on. Absolutely,
else.
Absolutely, sure.
We really want a rubber stamp, empty suit, Cory Booker for the next 6 years backing up Obama's agenda.
Not for me, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Mayor Media becomes Senator Media.
All right, so Lonigan doesn't have the experience. I don't know. Just the fact that he sued McDonald's to take the Spanish billboard down, I like him for that. When he was the mayor of Bogota, it was a Democratic town. He won the election. He was reelected 3 times, okay? He is pro-Second Amendment to the core. He would fit in perfect with Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He would fit in perfect. We need this. Yeah. We need people saying we're not going to take it anymore.
Right.
Show your support. Yep. August 8th is a dinner here. I know this whole show sounds like a pitch for stuff, but we're under attack here. All right. Governor Hindenburg is not going to do shit for us. Okay.
Look, and this is the sole voice for gun owners in the state of New Jersey. The sole outlet where
people
can hear the truth and get together. We're trying to rally you people. Wake you up. You've been asleep for so damn long.
We have assaulted the movie. Support NJ2AS. Steve Lonigan's fundraiser here. The Color Coalition. We need to tie it together. We need it together. I'm backing Lonigan 100%. I think that he's the guy right now. He's no nonsense. He speaks the truth. Do we want Cory Booker rubber stamping Obamacare and gun control?
Right.
Again, more Senate votes are going to come through for gun control the next time we have a tragedy in this country. Who do we want there? Lonigan blaming the criminal or Booker blaming the guns?
Send a message. Send
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
We have to get together.
And guys,
solidarity.
You've got
to
support. We're giving you, we've gone out on a limb, giving you whatever we possibly can get as way as vehicles to support this cause. We've got the I Will Not Comply shirt. Thank you so much to all of you who purchased last week after we put out a word for it. But we want 10,000 of you wearing these shirts. It will send a message, and all of the proceeds are going to fund the Colored Coalition. I'm using it now.
We sell a ton of them here.
Yeah.
We also sell My Governor Can Eat Your Governor bags and shirts here.
Right,
everybody
right.
comes in wearing them. Everybody loves
That's
them.
Great.
You know, even got the bacon made me do
yes.
it with the Gun for Hire logo
Please.
On it.
I want to thank Dave Riviello from the Rifle Camp Cafe at
P-Town,
Woodland Park Range.
Patterson, we're coming.
Yes, Dave, thank you for your support.
Thank
and
you.
He's sticking his neck out like the rest of us. At Gun for Hire, just stop on down. Both ranges are air-conditioned. We keep it at a balmy 68 degrees here. We had flurries in Port 6 yesterday. We're open 7 days a week, 80 hours a week. Come down and show your support. You have never seen a range like this
before.
Come down
and take a look at this place.
We may not be the cheapest, but we are the best and the nicest you have ever seen. You will be proud to bring your family and your loved ones to this range and come down and hang out. Stop down and have a hot dog. Dave has great chili sauce. That's a New Jersey thing that you'll find in a lot of hot dog places around here.
New Jersey, home of the Texas Wiener.
Exactly. How is that?
I don't know.
And so we come on down and show your support. I'm here almost all of the time. Ask for me. I want to come out and shake your hand. Come and support the range. Come and support Gun for Hire Radio. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, I will not comply.
City people, be ready. We're coming.
We're coming.
Thank you, Dave. Sandy, F you.
You looks like you've all done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Dave Riviello, owner of the Rifle Camp Cafe right here in the West Patterson / Woodland Park / could be Little Falls zip code.
Come down and check
Gun
us out.
Gun for Hire Range. Thank you for listening.
We're 15 minutes from everywhere in northern New Jersey. No excuse.
And they just paved the exit off of Route 46 on the way in. So now you've got no excuse.
Listen, spill your drink.
Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Please stay safe. Please make sure everybody in your life is safe. See you next week.